I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, February 9. Coming up, government to focus on several key areas for new fiscal year. Finance minister to visit China next week, and correctional officers receive 700 riot gear items. The news in detail after the break.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
Now the news. Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen says the government has identified 13 key areas for special focus during the coming fiscal year. Delivering the throne speech during the ceremonial opening of Parliament Thursday, the Governor-General said the plans will center on boosting national security, job creation, and economic growth. The government will seek to reduce crime through greater investments in law enforcement activities, justice reform, and the reform of laws that protect women and children.
The expected economic growth and job creation can only be achieved if there is drastic reduction in crime and there is peace and order in society. The security of our country must be comprehensively and strategically addressed.
The education sector has also been targeted for several reforms, including expansion of the school feeding program as well as the national standard curriculum. Other key initiatives will see the privatization of government shares in state-run entities, development and implementation of a national identification system, the strategic review of the National Housing Trust, and the development of an integrated transport system. Finance Minister Audley Shaw is slated to visit China next week to finalize agreements with the government of China for the construction of the Southeast Coastal Highway. The highway will run from Harbourview in St. Andrew to Port Antonio, Portland. Mr. Shaw says he will meet with representatives of the Exim Bank of China and sign various agreements related to the highway. The finance minister says he's grateful to the government of China for its continued investment in the modernization of Jamaica's infrastructure.
We are appreciative of the interest in this kind of extensive infrastructural development that is taking place. And we're looking forward, of course, to having these kinds of relationships, not just in roadworks and so on, but so many other things with which your countries can assist us with.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced the government's intention to introduce the Southeast Coastal Highway in June 2016. The overall cost of the project is estimated at $384 million. Of that amount, the government will contribute $57 million, while the remainder will be provided by the China Exim Bank in the form of a loan. The Department of Correctional Services, DCS, has received 700 riot gear items to boost the capacity of correctional officers to plan for and respond to situations that require the use of force. The equipment was provided by the United States Embassy and follows a similar donation by the Embassy to the Jamaica Constabulary Force in 2016.
700 pieces of gear that will enhance the Department of Correctional Services and bring us in line with international standards. It will provide an alternative option for handling physical interactions with inmates. And it will allow us to maintain control of the facilities while also observing the basic human rights.
State Minister for National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr. He was speaking at the handing over ceremony in Kingston Wednesday. The equipment consists of 100 riot batons, 100 riot baton holders, 100 riot helmets with visors, 50 handcuffs, 100 goggles, 50 metal detectors, 100 riot shields, and 100 raincoats with hoods. And the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade will undertake a strategic review of its structure and operations for the 2017-2018 fiscal year. Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen says this will be done in an effort to strengthen the ministry's capacity to more effectively engage its international partners and governments, including the European Union, Jamaica's largest international donor partner. The Governor-General was delivering the throne speech at the opening of the 2017-2018 session of Parliament on Thursday. He says the ministry will complete the foreign trade and national consular policies in order to better serve stakeholders.
It is intended that the ministry will complete the national consular policy to improve the quality of consular services to Jamaican and foreign nationals. Aligned to that policy will be a repositioning of its network of honorary consuls with an emphasis on expanding trade and investment.
The throne speech was delivered under the theme, A Firm Foundation for Prosperity. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.